Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Monday in ordinary time, proper 8 in the church calendar, marking time with God's story. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and our joy to pray for you and with you. We are in a giving campaign. We have a couple more weeks left. We're raising $3,000. Thank you for those who have given, and thank you for considering sowing into this ministry. You can go to benwardmusic.com/donate to find out more. May the Lord bless you. Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountain? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? The lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. Who is He that makes me happy? Who is He that gives me peace? Who is He that brings me comfort? And turns the bitter into sweet. Who is stirring up my passion? Who is rising up in me? Who is filling up my hunger? Everything I need. Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways, to the glory of Your name.
God, He is Yahweh. The great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We do have a prayer request today from Maria in Florida, a longtime listener of the podcast. Lord, we want to pray for Maria. Lord, as she's had trouble sleeping for several weeks now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you give her relief? Help her to sleep, Lord. And with the test she's having, the medical test, Lord, would you give insight to the doctors, to the medical professionals, to Maria? Lord, bring clarity, clear up confusion. We rebuke fear in the name of Jesus. Lord, your promise in Scripture is that those who belong to you will be able to sleep, that you would speak to us even as we sleep. So I pray for Maria today. We all pray. We join together. Help her sleep, Lord, with a peace that passes understanding, that she would experience your rest, God. Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Creator God, He is Yahweh. The great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
This day, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 106, 1 through 18. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare His praise? Blessed are those who act justly and who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet He saved them for His name's sake, to make His mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. From the hand of the enemy He redeemed them. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed His promises and sang His praise. But they soon forgot what He had done and did not wait for His plan to unfold. In the desert, they gave in to their craving. In the wilderness, they put God to the test. So He gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease among them. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated to the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It buried the company of Abiram. Fire blazed among their followers. A flame consumed the wicked.
Help us to let you let your plan unfold, God. That your plan would unfold in our lives. We wouldn't get in a hurry, but we would wait on you. Let your plan unfold. Let your plan unfold, God. Glory to the Father and to the Son, to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today, Acts 7:44 through 8:1. Our ancestors had the tabernacle of the covenant law with them in the wilderness. It had been made as God directed Moses according to the pattern he had seen. After receiving the tabernacle, our ancestors under Joshua brought it with them when they took the land from the nations God drove out before them. It remained in the land until the time of David, who enjoyed God's favor and asked that he might provide a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. But it was Solomon who built a house for him. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predict the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him, you who have received the law that was given through angels but have not obeyed it." When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
Lord, thank you for the faith of Stephen, who saw your glory, Lord, even in the midst. Poor Lord, he saw your glory. May we see your glory, Lord. May we see your glory, Lord.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, this Monday in Ordinary Time, Proper 8. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life before the throne of grace. Listen that the Lord would speak to you for the people that you are lifting up. He is speaking today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebration. Lay it all before Jesus. Take these moments.
Your plan unfold, God. We let your plan unfold.
Pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whoever the Lord has placed you in the midst of, whatever that means in your life today. Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your mind, your tongue today. Say their names. Pray for our enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Lord, we wait for you as your plan unfolds. Help us to not get in the way, God, of what you are doing, but to participate, to get in the flow. Spirit of your living water, God. Help us to do that today for everyone we meet, every circumstance we find ourselves in. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and how you are moving. Open our eyes to it today. Let us join in the name of Jesus. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are empowered. Walk in that. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Thank you for giving. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Thank you.